L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Oh, estrangements are tough, man. When do you re-enter each other's orbits? The timing has to be right for both. It has to be genuine as well. So we get this email from a Burt Show listener whose biological brother wants to reunite, just not in person, and would also like to reunite by getting some money from his sister. Okay. Abby's got the email.
Hey guys, I want to know what you guys would do in my situation. So long story short, I was adopted from overseas. I've had no contact with my birth family for over 25 years until last year. Out of the blue, my brother contacted me via YouTube channel. I know it's him because we look alike and he has all of the documentation that only they would have. It's hard to convey my excitement through email, but I was ecstatic, nervous, and full of questions. However, it was short-lived. Almost immediately, he asked me for money. I was extremely disappointed. He didn't even ask about me, how I'm doing, or if I had a good life, etc. Basically, he blamed me for getting adopted, and he didn't, and what a crappy life he has had, etc. I know firsthand the struggles they must have had because I lived it. I was an older child when I was adopted. I was 8. Anyways, I sent him a little money because I felt bad. Then he continued to ask for more. Then I decided to block him because he became enraged and called me all sorts of names because I didn't send him enough. He wanted me to help him build a house, buy a car, a motorcycle, and to help pay for his wedding. The F? We stopped talking for months, and then recently he found my email and has been emailing me every day asking for money because he is sick and needs help. I know a part of me thinks he's probably lying, but at the same time, I feel so guilty. Should I feel guilty? Would you send your sibling money in my shoes? This wasn't the reunion I was hoping for. Your thoughts? Thanks, guys.
Man, life doesn't owe you anything, first of all. And playing the victim here, this drives me absolutely crazy. And I will tell you, as a guy that comes from these family estrangements, if you're new to the show, look, my parents, if they got into a fight with one of their siblings, they cut each other off for a decade. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, man. So I grew up this way. And it trickled down to me and my brothers as well. So I can tell you this, that even though there is blood there between me and my half-brothers, they feel like strangers to me in a lot of ways. So it would almost be like a stranger coming into my life and asking me for money. I know that sounds harsh because there is blood there, but there's no connection because we really haven't hung out.
And because you've already sent some money, he knows that there's a weakness there and that he's gonna continue to try to get more. Junie, I'm here to tell you, especially the fact that he reached out and had no interest whatsoever in forging a relationship with you. It was about the money from the very beginning. You do not need to feel guilty about not sending him any money. He's using you. And I know that can be a really hard pill to swallow because technically this is family, but sometimes family treat each other worse than a stranger ever could.
Yeah, you're responsible for your own life. So he's responsible for his own life. And the fact that he's coming to you and laying all this guilt on you, it's only because he doesn't want to take action in his own life.
Yeah, as a person who has a good relationship with a lot of family and friends, I've learned that when people ask you for money, for some reason, it typically does not come from the family members who you would give it to without even hesitating.
Yeah.
It's always the others that feel entitled for some reason. And typically those people, it's because they're using you and they're trying to utilize the fact that you're a family to make you feel like you owe them something. Nah, this is extremely unfortunate. And it's also a revolving door once you start. So I would stop immediately.
Yeah, I think you've got to ask yourself what the purpose in giving him more money would be. Because if it's to assuage some sense of guilt that you have, why do you have this guilt? You don't owe him anything. If you think that giving him more money is going to somehow bridge that relationship and make him feel closer to you, ask yourself, if you had no money to give, would he even be reaching out in the first place? Because you've had no relationship with this guy for 25 years. So he's coming to you, seeing you as a bank account and as some way to use that guilt to manipulate you. I wouldn't give him a cent, but you really got to do some deep thinking as to what's going to make you feel good about that decision.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. And just piggybacking on what you guys said, as soon as you give him a dollar, he's going to ask for two.
Uh-huh.
And then two becomes four. And then, you know, so it's not going away. You don't owe him anything.
Mm-mm.
But he is just trying to lay this guilt on you for his life and how it unfolded. And you don't owe this dude anything.
I always thought it was funny, too, how if somebody asks you for money and you say no, they get mad at you. Like, you did something wrong.
Right.
So, yeah, no, you gotta stop this.
They have the right to ask. You have the right to say no.
Absolutely.
So we're all in agreement here.
Yeah.
Keep this toxicity out. Move on with your life. Let him be responsible for his own life.
Yeah. And don't feel guilty about it.
And don't feel bad.
Don't beat yourself up about it. All right. And also, how could we forget? We did not forget to play our Thanksgiving song.
Yes.
So last year, we were talking about how Christmas has like a bajillion songs dedicated to it, right? Poor Thanksgiving over here. And I think when we looked it up and we did some research, maybe it has one or two songs. Believe it or not, it actually has some songs, but nothing that's gone mainstream. Nothing like All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey. They're just, you know, songs that nobody would even know. So we were bummed out for Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday, Mo.
Absolutely, it is.
And we issued a challenge, Abby, to the Burt Show listeners saying, hey, we want a banger for Thanksgiving. And one of our Burt Show listeners, Christian Hayward, stepped up to the plate and knocked this Thanksgiving song out of the park.
Wow. Okay.
He really did. So
that's good.
Once again, here is Turkey Day by Christian Hayward. By Christian Hayward.
Hey, Christian.
You can download that at Apple Music, by the way.
The Burt Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.